Motorists have begun receiving tickets in the mail after automated speed enforcement cameras caught them exceeding posted speed limits. In one image posted to social media this week, a ticket recorded the vehicle going 52 km per hour in a 40 km per hour zone, which resulted in a total fine of $80. In addition to the vehicle's speed, the ticket includes two images of the offending vehicle, including a close-up of its license plate, and the time the photo was taken. The city has declined to share their threshold for issuing tickets, but did offer three examples of fines issued, including $40 for 5 km per hour exceedance, $95 for 15 km per hour and $170 for 25 km per hour. Meanwhile, it appears every single one of the city's six automated speed enforcement cameras have successfully slowed traffic, with significantly more motorists obeying posted speed limits. Traffic speeds were recorded both before the cameras were installed and afterward, with the City of Greater Sudbury releasing the following results this week. 85th percentile speed data. The speed at or below which 85% of drivers travel, all in kilometer per hour. Algonquin Road, between Maurice Street and Field Street. Pre-cameras, 62, post-cameras, 40. Falconbridge Road, between Donnelly Drive and Church Street. Pre, 79, post, 64. Bellevue Avenue, between Picard Street and Ralph Street. Pre, 59, post, 50. Gary Avenue, between LaSalle Boulevard and Madison Avenue. Pre, 55, post, 44. Hillcrest Drive, between Bryan Street and Mikola Road. Pre, 56, post, 42. Mr. 15, Main Street, Valcarin, between Justin Street and Mr. 80. Pre, 80, post, 62. Speed limit compliance. Algonquin Road. Pre, unavailable, post, 57%. Falconbridge Road. Pre 12.6, post, 69.4%. Bellevue Avenue. Pre, 41%, post, 84.5%. Gary Avenue. Pre, 25%, post, 75.3%. Hillcrest Drive. Pre, 9%, post, 81.3%. Mr. 15, Main Street. Pre, 7.7%, post, 80.4%. The speed trap camera on Bellevue Avenue in Sudbury's Minnow Lake neighborhood is seen. Image, City of Greater Sudbury. Greater Sudbury Police Service Chief Paul Peterson threw his support behind the speed trap cameras during Wednesday's board meeting, clarifying that despite their popular nickname, it's not a trap. There's a sign that says you're driving into a speed zone, he said. You're not being trapped. You have a choice to make. Peterson said police support the cameras, as they're part of what he called the 3S, which include education, engineering and enforcement. The automated speed enforcement cameras cover all three. On education, he said, it starts with a choice by the driver. Every one of us puts a foot on the gas pedal. The city has been issuing public notices regarding the speed enforcement cameras, including signs cautioning drivers as to their existence, and plan to continue doing so as the portable cameras shift locations every 4 months. On engineering, Peterson listed roundabouts, speed calming, photo radar and red light cameras as tools police support and work with the city to have installed to make roads safer. All of those pieces work on the deterrence effect and have a natural effect to slow people down, he said. Enforcement, such as the tickets issued as a result of the speed cameras, serve as an individual deterrent. When the three are working in harmony, it works best all around, he said. As for the outrage some people have been expressing, which includes several cases in which cameras have been vandalized and a popular Facebook page which largely celebrates the camera's demise, Peterson summarized the situation as being fairly straightforward. "We call it the hot stove principle," he said. "Don't blame the stove if you touch it when it's hot." A police spokesperson said any damage to cameras should be reported to the City of Greater Sudbury by phoning 311, and that crimes in progress can be called in to police. Vandals could face a charge of mischief under $5,000, or over $5,000, depending on the amount of damage, and penalties ranging from restitution to jail time. With automated speed enforcement cameras carrying a proven track record, board member Jerry Lougheed said they're anything but a tax grab, as some people have claimed. That supplements us having to put an officer in a cruiser with a radar gun standing at the side to slow people down, he said. The city's collection of 6 automated speed enforcement cameras became active on March 22, and will change location every 4 months. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.